At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But everything else costs more. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system that brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR onto one platform. It reduces IT costs, and over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We were just talking about the day that Todd was lying on the couch with Chrissy Teigen and they were singing together. Todd was singing to Chrissy Teigen.
We were spooning, basically.
Yes, she was on top of you.
How crazy is that?
And that was before she became Chrissy Teigen, you know, the star of Twitter.
Now she's done everything she can to delete all posts, audio, video, of any of that.
Yeah. I think she would like to wipe that from the face of the earth. You know, there's one mistake I made. I was lying on top of Todd Fritz while he serenaded me.
It's out there forever. It's in cyberspace. You could not delete it.
Yes, Pauling.
I just looked it up on our website. I saw the picture. It looks like two different species of humans. No offense, Todd.
No offense.
But, you know, none of us would look good sitting next to Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah.
And Todd, you look like, I don't know what. And she looks like, you know what.
But we've had Kate Upton, we had Brooklyn Decker. Like, we launched the careers of these women, basically. And then we never hear from them.
The little doves, you flew away out of the nest and they just won't
return. Yes,
hurt.
Yes. It's just like a little bird. And then you let them go and then they never come back. Welcome to the program, Already in Progress. This is Hour 2. We did spend quite a bit of time in the first hour. We were talking about where we were a week ago at this time with Aaron Rodgers. And I think we now know less because it's quiet. And when it's quiet, that's when it feels like things are done, that nobody's negotiating through the media. You might have reports, you might have information, you might have a source close to a source, but it's kind of quiet. And that might be a good thing if you're a Packer fan, if you want Aaron Rodgers to stay as your quarterback. And that's the feeling I get. I still feel like Aaron Rodgers and the Packers somehow worked this out. And I've said before, I might be in the minority. I'm probably still in the minority. But even after Adam Schefter was on yesterday, trying to understand, was that breaking news? And it wasn't breaking news. It was mischaracterized. It was not breaking news. It was, I think Adam sensed that somebody else may be breaking that story. He had information. There was a compilation, an accumulation of information about Aaron Rodgers being unhappy. And those are his words, by the way. But when it's breaking news, the way it was framed, but it wasn't breaking news because there was no updated information. And that's where it became confusing. And that's why I kept the conversation going as long as I did, because I was just trying to understand. Because Aaron Rodgers, I think, is being painted, portrayed as the villain here. I just want to get both sides to it. And not that I got that yesterday, but I at least wanted to understand, okay, it's not coming from Aaron Rodgers. He didn't blow up the draft. But it's not coming from the Packers, even though on the tweet with the breaking news, Adam Schefter said league sources and the team. And I don't have a dog in the fight here. We have Aaron Rodgers on once a year. They appreciate that. I don't know him. Played golf with him. Packers have been great to us. I don't have a dog in the fight. And I respect Adam, obviously. I was just trying to understand what exactly happened last week and where are we today? Because that's the most important part is where are we today? Not, hey, ESPN held the story. I don't know if Adam held the story. I think Adam probably was looking at this going, how much information do I have? This has already been reported in smaller markets as far as, you know, the national stage for ESPN. The trade part of it, you know, San Francisco broaching the topic with the Packers, like then we were starting to get information there. And I think Adam probably thought, you know, I have enough to go with this. And then decided that, and I'm watching NFL Live when he's saying this, I thought it was imminent. I mean, I truly thought the Packers were going to trade Aaron Rodgers. And if you watch, Dan Orlovsky is rolling in his chair. Like he's going, are you kidding me? Like he's trying to process this, that they would actually consider trading Aaron Rodgers. Well, was Rodgers going to get traded on draft night? No. Did the Niners, you know, inquire? Yes. Did the Rams inquire? Yes. But I don't know where we are now. Other than the speculation, and sources close to a source who know a source might be telling us something. And until I hear from Rodgers and or the Packers that there is some kind of finality to this, then right now, just the fact that it's quiet tells me that maybe they're getting something accomplished here. That's just my gut feeling. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. What's poll question we're going to go with this hour?
I actually put, do you think Aaron Rodgers will be the starting quarterback week one? I want to use these polls as long as we can before it gets too old. 60% say yes, he will be the starter for the Packers.
If I asked you last week at this time, it wouldn't be 60%.
Be the opposite, if anything.
It would be a lot more than that, the other end. It would be probably 90% didn't think Aaron Rodgers. And I don't have any information on this. Just letting you know, I don't have any sources on it. Other than one source who told me that, you know, it was laughable. This how it was phrased. It's laughable to think that Aaron Rodgers will be there after next season. But then you have this. Maybe you get all that angst out, that anger out, that frustration out, that you truly get to talk about this. Because sometimes you say something over here and somebody says something over here. And you don't get together to actually discuss it. This is what's happened in Seattle. Russell Wilson upset. Seattle's upset with Russ going public. Then it got quiet. And we haven't heard anything. Heard a little bit from Seattle saying we never engaged in trade talks, which is true. I told you that. But we haven't heard anything. Everything seems to be okay in Seattle. Now, that's different because they didn't go out and use a first-round draft pick on a quarterback. And that's the big difference here. Russ just wants to have input. Russ wants to have what Tom Brady has. Every quarterback wants that. This player empowerment. Well, the one guy who has it is Tom Brady. It's not like this is going to be every star quarterback gets to have player empowerment. Deshaun Watson wanted it. He doesn't deserve it. You know, Russell Wilson... do I want you to tell me about a free agent? Okay, but not the draft. How much input am I giving you? If you win a Super Bowl, then we'll give you a seat at the table. How about that? But Russ has won a Super Bowl, and so has Aaron Rodgers. All right, so we got a poll question here. The Angels released Albert Pujols, and, you know, is the surprise they released him or the surprise that he was still in baseball? Because you haven't mentioned Albert Pujols in a long time. And I don't mean any offense by that, but, like, when I heard that he was being released, I was like, oh, that's right, he's still with the Angels, or he was. And he went from one of the greats of the game, one of the great hitters, you'd probably say top 15 hitters of all time. I mean, those 10 years, but the Angels aren't playing in the postseason. And Albert Pujols had an unbelievable 10-year run. And the Angels realized, we got to overpay for Albert Pujols to get him. Well, it didn't work out. Anthony Davis returns for the Lakers, but then got back spasms. They lost another game here. The Clippers took out the Lakers 118-94 last night. The Clippers are now the number three spot in the Western Conference standings. Clippers went 3-0 against the Lakers. Fourth time in the last 9 years they swept the seasonal series from the Lakers. And I know you're looking at a play-in game. Like, you start to play with fire, Scarecrow, and you get burned. You know, you're going to be like, hey, we can turn it on. Like the Nets. Hey, Nets have lost 4 in a row. It's okay. We don't have any chemistry problem. I'm not worried about chemistry. I'm worried about you guys being healthy. Both of these teams. You know, LeBron James not playing, Anthony Davis, Dennis Schroeder. I don't care. I mean, you're going to have a formidable lineup if you're going to defend your championship here. Or the Nets, you got two of the three. I don't think two of the three is good enough to win a championship. You got to have all three. If you have Harden, Kyrie, KD. KD didn't play well last night. Kyrie played, me ball. And, James Harden's still out. Yes, Tom.
And Lakers Blazers play in Portland tonight. The 6-7 spots can flip depending on the outcome of that game with not that many games left in the regular season.
Oh, I know. I know. It's crazy. It is. The NHL fined the New York Rangers $250,000. Now, this is basically for a Twitter post. You know, this is the Rangers Twitter post that complained about the NHL fining Tom Wilson of the Capitals, but not suspending him for an altercation that took place earlier in the week. Now, if the coach complains, maybe he gets hit with a $20,000 fine. So the Rangers get fined $250,000. They're labeled soft. They get eliminated from the playoffs. Front office gets fired. And you're down $250,000. And by the way, after what Tom Wilson did, the next game you play against the Capitals, the Capitals start the fight. So process all of that. The Rangers came out of this looking even worse. You are soft. The Capitals came after you from the opening faceoff. Tom, they're going to the playoffs. You got guys fired. You're out of the playoffs. And you got fined $250,000.
For a social media post.
Damn.
It's like the softest thing ever.
I know.
That's a five-day stretch.
Like, somebody get behind a microphone and call out the NHL, not to whom it may concern. We are really upset with the way you handled that incident with Tom Wilson. I'll hang up and listen. Like, how sad is that with the Rangers? Yeah. All right. We'll check in with Mike Heller, the radio host in Madison, Wisconsin, because I want to know what the fan base for the Packers feels now as opposed to what they felt a week ago, even a couple of days ago. And then did we learn anything from what Adam Schefter had to say yesterday other than he did hold this until draft day? But there was no breaking news to it. But it was not premeditated. And, you know, there was correspondence after the show with Adam, because I think Adam didn't realize how it was being characterized on social media. And I have a little better understanding of what he was saying, but I think that there were some loose ends there. That if you say this is an accumulation, the way ESPN presented it was breaking news. And it wasn't breaking news. I think if Adam said, hey, you know, keep this in mind. You know, this might affect the Packers' draft strategy, could affect some of these other teams. I'm being told the Niners did reach out to the Packers with Aaron Rodgers, told that he was not available. But I know that Aaron has, you know, been upset. We saw that. We heard that after the NFC title game. The Rams reached out before they traded for Matthew Stafford. So there is something around this. Don't know the magnitude of it. Like, if you have to kind of frame it in a way that says maybe nothing's imminent here. But there has been a lot of conversation about Aaron Rodgers. And you can also use the Niners did reach out. But you have to give credit to somebody else who broke that story. And if you do that, then I think we're in a better position of understanding where both sides are on this. And it felt like, boy, Aaron Rodgers wants people fired. He's making fun of the GM. They never draft somebody that helps him. It's always a defensive player. The one offensive player was his replacement. And I got the feeling on Thursday afternoon that something had happened right then. And something drastic. That's why Adam was treating it the way he did. But we had good correspondence back just to understand there. And I appreciated Adam coming on to begin with. But I just had questions. That's all. It wasn't a got you moment. I had questions. I still have questions. But I hope that we cleared up a few things that surround this. Let me get some phone calls in here. By the way, we're handing out Mother's Day advice. If you want it, we all have differing views of what you do on Mother's Day. Yes, McLovin.
I still can't get over the image of you cooking a meal, pouring a glass of wine,
yes,
putting on Alexa. I pictured you in a smoker's jacket like Hugh Hefner in this scene. Like, it kind of felt like the romantic Dan Patrick.
Yes, yes. And it doesn't have to be Mother's Day. You know, the best time to do this is when it's a Monday, a Tuesday. Doesn't have to be a big buildup of Friday or Saturday. Doesn't have to be birthday, Mother's Day.
I thought we're supposed to do just once a year. I thought
no,
the policy was once a year.
You know, I can just tell you that if you do want, you know, you just surprise her. And you say, hey, and it doesn't matter what you cook. It's just that you thought of that. That's really the big key. Yes, McLovin.
Is it a bad sign that the one thing my wife most wants is to be away from me, yeah, and everybody else?
If you know, she says, hey, this is what I want for Mother's Day. I want to be left alone.
Yes, that's 100%
but on Father's Day, I want to be left alone.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm giving you, here's your gift. You don't have to be around me on Father's Day. Yes, Paul.
Do any of your wives ever say, what would you like for Father's Day? And how do you guys respond?
I just say,
you shake it off, right?
No, I just say to be together with the family,
which is what you do every single day of your life.
Yes,
right?
Yes, and really deep down, my wife knows that maybe we just leave him alone. Yes, Seton.
Yeah, I'm more like, I don't know, nothing. Let's just get dinner. Yeah, that's about it.
Yes, Todd.
I'm more like I got a Santa's list. I want an Aaron Rodgers Bronco jersey if he goes to Denver. I want the new headset thing from when I go on my walk and you get me the new music from my headphones. I got a few things I want.
The Olympics begin July 23rd live from Tokyo on NBC. Katie in Wisconsin leads us off. Hi, Katie. What's on your mind?
Hi. Hey, guys. I got to go quick because I'm at work.
Okay.
I'm a second-time caller. I love listening to you guys. You guys crack me up. But I'm also a mother. And I just want to tell you that I do think you should get a card because it's something we can keep. And if you underline special parts in the card, that's really important to us, ooh, too. And the other thing that moms like that I believe is if they like jewelry, we like a mother's ring that has the birthstones of the children or the necklace with the birthstones of the children because that's what it's all about.
Okay.
So I hope all your wives and mothers have a wonderful Mother's Day. Thank you so much for your show every day. You brighten my day every day.
Well, thank you, Katie. We appreciate that. Thank you for the advice. Yeah, I've already done the birthstone ring.
Seems like a lot of work, a lot of research on that.
It does. You got
to... Like you actually have to do something.
You got
to
remember. I got four kids. Ooh. You know, it's like, when are they born? What month?
And then you have to get it specially made of the jewel. They may not have all those different birthstones all together for one necklace or bracelet. That's a lot.
What about an envelope of cash? How's that go over? Like a couple of hundies in an envelope with a nice card from Hallmark.
Oh, nice card. Okay.
Yeah, lovely, thoughtful card.
You know,
couple.
Here's another one. Handmade card. Handmade card goes a long way. Maybe a picture. maybe.
What are you, 11?
What are you, do you hire out? Have like a local 8-year-old?
That's what I'm making sure my 11-year-old son does. Buddy, make mom a card.
I'm just saying you could make a card.
We're not the arts and crafts type.
I'm telling
you.
You
this, paste some macaroni on there too?
This,
make a special?
Oh, you guys.
If Todd made a card for his wife, it looked like a hostage note.
Yes, it was.
I'll just cut out words from different magazines and newspapers and make some
eyeballs
special senses.
All over the place.
Every time I see Todd's notebook, I think of the movie 7 with Brad Pitt. Kevin Spacey's the crazy guy.
You get a beautiful mind a lot when I, every once in a while, I'll show it to someone. And
yes.
Like, there's something.
But you're more like,
don't flatter yourself.
Yeah, you're more like 7.
Way closer to 7.
Yes.
No, yeah. But in all seriousness, if a police
no,
officer.
No, we're being serious.
If someone in the police force saw this, they might think that I committed some horrible acts or I'm about to.
No discernible order.
Very creepy. Very creepy. All right, let me take a break. We'll check in with, what's the feeling of Packer fans today? And how is it different? Am I angry at anybody today, or Packer fans? Who are they angry at? Are they angry at Adam Schefter today? Like, I don't know anymore. We'll take a break. 20 after the hour, this, I think, is still the Dan Patrick Show. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically, with no limit on how much you can earn. Now, it is amazing because I did leave my credit card out and two of my daughters are at home, and it's amazing that I can't find my Discover credit card, but then I know where to look. It's one of those two. But I'm going to get all of that cash back at the end of my first year automatically. Discover's accepted at 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards. So get used to hearing the word yes more often. Discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. You think it's been a long week nationally with Aaron Rodgers holding us hostage. Imagine if you're local, all Aaron, all the time. Mike Heller, sports radio host, The Mike Heller Show, 1070 The Game in Madison, Wisconsin. Good to have you back. Mike, things have changed a little bit here, it feels like, in a week. Last Friday, if I remember correctly, most people thought it's a real small percentage Aaron Rodgers stays in Green Bay. A week later, what do you think that feeling is now?
Yeah, I think it's grown a little bit, Dan. I think John Kuhn, former Packers teammate with Aaron Rodgers, does a show on the statewide network that I'm affiliated with. He thinks there's a better chance. James Jones thinks there's a better chance. I don't think those are coincidence situations. These are former teammates that Aaron Rodgers is still really good friends with. So if they're bringing that to the table this week, that there's a better chance of reconciliation, I think there's a better chance of reconciliation.
Did we learn anything more from Adam Schefter's report yesterday?
Well, I had a poll question a week ago. I sent to Paulie earlier this morning. Last Thursday, I ran a poll, who's the villain in the Packers versus Rodgers situation? And it was dead even. It was a photo finish. It was a half a percentage point difference. I ran it again yesterday, same wording, and Rodgers is the villain with 67% of the vote. So it changed in the last week, and then thanks to you, I think it changed a little bit. I should put media in the villain category too, and maybe they'd get a lion's share of the vote.
Well, I was just wondering that Adam held this until draft day. There wasn't any real new information in there, even though he cited leak sources and a team source, but then said it's not from the Packers and not from Aaron Rodgers. Where do you think this information is coming from? And where do you think things stand now between both of these parties?
So I think it does come from Rodgers and the Packers, and it's certainly coming from other emissaries who are those back channel reports. Somebody connected to the organization says, and somebody connected to the player says. I agree with your sentiment this morning. I think that there is a much better chance right now than I thought a week ago that Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback. And one of the things that I was talking to you about on the show Monday is that I think the best chance for both in winning a Super Bowl is to reconcile.
Yeah.
I agree with you. If he goes to Denver, I don't think Denver becomes a Super Bowl champion next year. I think the Green Bay Packers can be. And what happens in 2022 or beyond? I know Aaron wants some guarantees that he's going to be in Green Bay, but the best chance for the Green Bay Packers to win a Super Bowl and for Aaron Rodgers to win a Super Bowl is to do it together.
But I don't know how important winning another Super Bowl is to Aaron. Like, if you want the GM fired, you're telling free agents, don't resign, I'm not going to be here. You want a salary that may make you the highest paid player in the sport. Those are things that don't help the Green Bay Packers if the ultimate goal is to win a championship.
Yeah, I think, you know, from the concept of if you get into the weeds of Aaron telling Packers free agents, I might not be here, or I won't be here next year, that could be as simple or as benign as just texting his buddies, hey, I might not be here next year in a joking manner, as opposed to saying, sitting down with them. And before you do this, know that I'm probably not going to be here. I don't know. Aaron's hard to figure out, right? He's a bit of an enigma given his track record and some of the things that we don't know about him. We just know surface stuff. I sure wish he'd talk. We're not going to know anything until after June 1st, unless, of course, the Packers and Aaron Rodgers sign a contract extension. And Dan, I think that's far more possible today than I thought at the beginning of the week.
Yeah, the fact that there's been silence here, Mike, that usually, you know, I've been around a long time, and it figures that, you know, they're not kind of going at each other here, or, you know, and maybe something else comes out and Rodgers, like there's a report that Rob Domofsky says a high ranking personnel executive from an opposing team said the Packers could get 2 first-round picks and a second rounder in a trade. So could get, see, that's not fair to the situation. I don't
know. And I think if you add in this story to that, any place Aaron goes and they get 2 first-rounders, you know, there's going to be in the back half of the first round, below 20.
Yeah.
How valuable are those picks if you're getting number 22 next year and number 25 the year after that? I don't know that that's enough value for what Aaron Rodgers brings to the table today. So I still think, and to me, the wild card in all of this is Aaron's view of the Green Bay Packers. And a lot of people want to attach emotion to this. I think it's less about emotion and more about trust. So if Aaron doesn't feel he can trust that the Packers have dealt with him fairly, then I don't think he's coming back. If he can set that aside, I think he'll be in Green Bay, and I think they'll be a Super Bowl contender.
Is Jordan Love going to be with this team in a year?
Well, I would hope so. I would hope that they treat Jordan Love in a little bit of the same way that San Francisco treated Garoppolo until at some point that reached its head. But if Jordan Love can play, Dan, right, if he can play in some exhibition games and show that there's something there other than Utah State film from 2 years ago, if he can show there's something there, then a deal to send Jordan Love somewhere else a year from now, 18 months from now, might bring back some value. But right now, 2 year ago, tape from Utah State is not enough to give him any value.
Yeah, there's no sample size here. There's no preseason. Right. But I get the feeling the Packers know what they have in Jordan Love. Now, they might want to see him with live bullets there, but he's not ready. The question is, how long can he get ready, and how long would it take to get ready? Because this is really what you set up. This would have been ideal, except for Rodgers won the MVP. If Rodgers threw 25 touchdown passes last year, then the Packers are probably ready to move on, and then we would see Jordan Love get this opportunity, right?
Now, I've talked about that a lot over the last couple of weeks, or the last couple of months, Dan, that Aaron went from 25 and 26 touchdowns in 18 and 19, pretty ordinary seasons, below ordinary by his standards. And then he threw a big wrench into the mix by winning the MVP. Otherwise, you're right, if he was pretty good last year, if he had thrown for 35 and got votes in the MVP and they still make the NFC Championship game, I don't know if this all comes to a head right now, but I think they were betting on Jordan Love being ready in 2022. And Rodgers is essentially, through his performance last year and the, you know, reaching this loggerheads that they're at right now, has said, listen, I either need to be there for the duration or I'm not going to be there. Which one is it?
Great stuff, Mike. As always, have a great weekend. And, you know, keep us honest. If you hear something, let Paulie know. Thank you, bud.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
That's Mike Heller, sports radio host, The Mike Heller Show, 1070 The Game in Madison, Wisconsin. Like, I can take myself out of the Aaron Rodgers conversation for a little while. I can change topics. I mean, I can talk Albert Pujols. I could talk the Lakers. I could talk the Nets. If you're local, all Aaron all the time. And I'm going back to what that report is, that this is from Bleacher Report. And if the Packers decide to put Aaron Rodgers on the trade market, at least one team executive believes they could receive a significant return in deal. Well, okay. That's not newsworthy. Rob Domofsky, who we've had on the show recently, said that the Packers could get 2 first-round picks and a second-round pick in a trade for the 3-time NFL MVP. Well, that might be what one team will give you. That doesn't mean you can't get more, But that's just speculation. Now, I want to hear somebody offered two first-round picks and a second-round pick. I don't think that's enough. If you were going to try to get Aaron Rodgers, I think you have to include a player. I think you'd have to probably put in Patrick Surtain, the defensive back. Like, you got to get something here. You're giving up Aaron Rodgers. You want to at least be able to say to your fan base, hey, look at that. Look at what we have. We got that too, and we got draft picks here. It comes down to, can Jordan Love play? If not, you got it. First of all, they're going to bring in a quarterback. Like, are they bringing in Brian Hoyer? Like, who you, Matt Schaub? Who you bringing in here? If Jordan Love's not ready to play and you think you're going to trade Aaron Rodgers, you could have gotten Jimmy Garoppolo. Do you trade to Denver and you get Drew Locke? I mean, I'm just speculating here, throwing stuff against the wall. I got to factor in what the Packers would get, not Aaron Rodgers is going here. Okay, I can understand that or figure that out. Now, what does Green Bay get in return that is value, dollar for dollar? High-end draft picks? Now what you're doing, you're betting against Aaron Rodgers' performance with the team you're trading him to. If he doesn't make the playoffs, then you get a good draft pick. So now you're betting against Aaron Rodgers, and it didn't work out this last time. You bet against him, and he was the MVP. Yeah, Paul.
I think it's kind of fascinating. I saw some articles this week that Aaron Rodgers could play till he's in his mid-40s, blah, blah, blah. Don't you think Tom Brady has skewed everybody's minds about age and players? Quarterbacks don't play over 40. There's one who does.
Yeah.
There's one who's played well over 40. Warren Moon had a little bit of a run. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers is 37. He'll be 38 during next season. And I know the MVP thing has messed everybody's minds up, but most quarterbacks do fall off.
Well, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers, like, he's not wired the way Tom Brady is. This is what Tom Brady does. He plays football. Aaron Rodgers is really good at playing football, but it feels like there are other things that really interest him. Tom just loves playing football. Drew Brees loved playing football and then realized that, hey, I can be a broadcaster. I don't see Tom Brady being a broadcaster. Is Rodgers going to be an analyst? I don't see him being an analyst. Like, he would maybe have his own show, but he wants to host Jeopardy. Like, he doesn't want to just, hey, what game do you have this weekend? I got Ravens-Browns. That doesn't seem like Aaron Rodgers. But, you know, can you play? Yes. It used to be you looked at 36, 37, 38, and you go, that's old. But in today's NFL, it's just not. Let's see. Get a couple of phone calls in here. I got everybody, trying to help out here with Mother's Day. I don't need any help. Maybe some guys in the room like McLovin need help. Laura in Boston. Hi, Laura.
Hey, Dan. Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Great. What, you got advice here?
For Mother's Day, since my kids are older, I expect cards from them and on time. But from my husband, I really just want to not have to lift a finger, and it's Mother's Day weekend, and I just really want cash. Just give me the money.
Okay, I just want cash. Hold on. Seton has a question for you, Laura.
Laura, by on time, does that mean in the morning as soon as you wake up or sometime throughout the day?
The card needs to be here. Obviously, since there's no mail on Sunday, has to be here by Saturday.
Okay. And how much cash in the envelope, Laura?
Well, this year I think I should be getting quite a bit more since he's kind of in the doghouse because he slammed me for saying that I am obsessive over your show because I was listening to it while we were on vacation.
You seem like the ideal woman, Laura. Are you happy in your marriage here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well,
okay.
Over 20 some years.
Okay. I was just inquiring just in case you weren't. But,
yes. And I love, and by the way, some women do love Rush and some women absolutely love sports, just as men.
Thank you, Laura. Like, Laura's the ideal woman here, Paul.
I may send her some cash for Mother's Day. A woman who likes Rush, it's like a unicorn.
Mo in Arizona. Hey, Mo.
Morning, fellas.
Good morning, Mo.
Hey, I got you. I got some advice for you, McLovin. Okay, this is what we're gonna do: take the biggest pot in your house, You fill it up with water. This is easy. So, you know, if you don't know how to cook, we can make this work. Put 5 pounds of crab legs in it, 2 sticks of butter, half a clove of garlic, and wait 20 minutes before you know she's coming home. And then you turn it on, and when she comes in, all she can smell is that, oh, that effervescence of succulent crab legs. You know, you can't go wrong. You cannot go wrong. But look, hey, as far as the Aaron Rodgers thing goes, who cares?
Thank you, Mo. Thank you. I'm glad you said that. Like, don't take away from your first thought there. Yes, McLovin.
He makes it sound easy. Just grab 5 pounds of crab legs. Like, that's so I'll just go to the CVS and get those.
Just be Jameis Winston. Go get some crab legs. What? Too soon? Let me take a break. More Mother's Day gift-giving advice coming up, whether you want it or not, back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Redestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Redestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to NetSuite.com/Patrick. NetSuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Well, there's a rush to be ahead of the game with the Aaron Rodgers what if. There's a report out of Denver, a Broncos insider, Troy Rank. I hope I got the name right. I'm not familiar with Troy, but he said that from talking to industry sources, it would look something like this. First round picks in 2022, 2023, a second rounder, one of those, and a promising young player. But there's no offers here. Nobody's reported anything. You know, if Green Bay, just looking at this trade proposal, you would need to get Patrick Surtain or Jerry Jeudy, maybe Chubb in there, one of those guys, Bradley Chubb. I think you would have to get a starter right away. And then if that were to happen, it's all speculation here. A what if this were to happen? Yes, Eden.
Aren't those all positions, though, that they have a very clear track record of not valuing?
The defense, well, Jeudy, the wide receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Surtain. Well, they got a lot of cornerbacks.
Yeah, but running back, they don't seem to.
No, Bradley Chubb, defensive
edge
rusher. Yeah, not Nick
Chubb. Right.
I
thought Nick Chubb.
Brad Chubb. Bradley Chubb. Jed York is the 49ers owner, and he was asked about the possibility of Trey Lance not playing this season or next season, and he had this to say.
If he doesn't play until he's 23, but he's got a 15-plus year career, I mean, you know, there were rumors about a guy, and obviously Kyle talked about trading for Aaron. How long did Aaron sit? 2-3 years before he played? And again, I want to make sure that we do everything that we can to make sure that that position is the best it can possibly be in the NFL. And even if he doesn't play for 2 years, we still have an extra $100 million to put back into our team on top of whatever we would have over free agency for the next 5 years. So, I mean, again, it's really an investment in the team of how do you want to build this thing.
So you drafted somebody, you already have a quarterback, and you can let him sit for a couple of years. It feels risky. What if Garoppolo plays well? What if he doesn't play well? Does Trey Lance then, do you have to put him in the lineup? Because you have a Super Bowl caliber team here. If Jimmy G is average, does Trey Lance, his timetable, time frame move up? Are fans going to be patient? You gave up a lot to move up to number three for Trey Lance. That's Jed York, the 49ers owner. Let's see, a couple more phone calls here. Bill in New York. Hi, Bill. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Hey, fellas. Just calling on the Mother's Day thing. I think sometimes the best advice is telling people what not to do. So I have somewhat of a cautionary tale here. It was my wife's first Mother's Day. We just had our first kid. And, of course, it's the show. It's like the Super Bowl's first kid, so the house is packed with relatives and everyone else. And my brilliant idea for that event was to give her a vacuum, which is what I did. I went out and bought this ridiculous German $1,200 vacuum. But I had a plan. The plan was, it gets worse. The plan was, she will be so enamored with this Mercedes-Benz vacuum machine that while she's using it on Mother's Day, that will allow me to do, of course, play golf. Because no reasonable husband plays golf on Mother's Day. I go to the golf course. It's like wide open. It was fantastic. And I was honestly thinking that she was home dancing around the living room with this luxurious vacuum while I am, again, playing golf.
Are you still married, Bill?
Yes. In fact, it's an interesting story because there, on Father's Day, you know, my wife is she's clever. What I got for Father's Day was an ironing board. Swear to God. Give me an ironing board.
All right.
I'm like, Jay.
I like that. Thank you, Bill. Thank you. Thank you for that insight. Don't know if we learned anything there.
Well, yes. Definitely don't give your wife a, no matter how expensive, the vacuum cleaner so you can go golf on Mother's Day. That's definitely not in the playbook.
I will say, for a birthday, when I was first dating my wife, I gave her a blender.
For drinks? Like to make fun drinks? It was summertime?
Nope. Yeah. I don't know why I bought her a blender, but I bought her a blender. Yes, Seton?
I think I did like a KitchenAid mixer once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you make that, that impulse buy and you think, God, this is, like, this says forever, honey, a blender.
Smoothies. I care about your health.
Yeah, I don't think we had smoothies back then.
Okay. Well, you were ahead of the curve.
Yes, I was. Yes. So, honey, there's things called smoothies, and you're going to be able to make those. Oh, I'm going to make them. No, we can make the smoothies. Yes, McLovin.
That's true. There was a time before smoothies were a thing.
Ryan in Honolulu joins us.
Aloha, Dan.
Hi,
thank you. Thank you for spreading aloha with your new t-shirt on danpatrick.com.
Well, thank you, Ryan.
I encourage everyone to get on there and have a look at the t-shirts. So I have some Mother's Day sports names for you, if you don't mind.
Sure. Sure. Whoa, right. Wait a minute. Hold on. Look at that face back there with Todd.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
Boy Ryan. Let's do it.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. Ken Gifty Jr. Couple of baseball ones here. Mommy Machado.
You should walk off.
Okay, Ryan.
You know that never happens, Paulie.
Okay.
Don Maternally.
Okay.
All right.
Don Mattingly.
It's a stretch.
Okay.
Let's do a sponsor plug here. Callaway's. Give Bertha.
That was actually funny.
Waterboy, Bobby Bouquet.
Okay, Bobby Boucher. Okay.
Orlando Magic Big Man, Mo Mamba.
Okay.
Mamba.
And happy Mother's Day to my mom in Australia.
All right. Well, thank you, Ryan. Wow, Ryan got a little serious there. Todd sent me Mother's Day sports names.
When, just now, or?
No. Okay. Are you kidding
2004.
Me? Yeah, he sent. All right, here you go. Go ahead. Go ahead. Fire away.
I have Adoree Jackson, because we adore our mom. Jason Day, because this is her special day. Larry Flowers.
Larry Flowers always comes up.
Lee and Carlos May.
All right, back in the 70s.
It's the month of May. Mark Parent. I believe he was a former catcher
like
back in the
80s,
day.
Yeah.
Derek Rose. Give your mom a rose.
Yeah.
Rick Sweet.
Yeah.
Bob Huggins.
Right.
Ernest Givens, Bill Selfless, because moms are very selfless.
No, you know what Ryan never does? He never explains.
He doesn't.
No.
And
you
they're
do.
Funnier than these. I have Ken Stabler, because Stable family.
No, that's not good at all.
Rick Wise, David Stern. Sometimes she just gets angry.
Ken Stabler, Stable family unit.
Travis Best, Mark Grace, Otis Armstrong, and the Black Mamba. Shout out. His was funnier. But mine were real names. Actually,
but not funny.
Not funny. See, it's better to be funny and go off the board a little bit.
Thank you, Todd. Thankfully, final hour coming up. One more item, second hour, M Drive. It's me versus age. Well, it's you versus age, too. Age is undefeated, but that doesn't mean that age is not nervous. Should be. I start my day with M Drive, everyday supplement for guys with drive, guys who refuse to let age beat them. M Drive is packed with powerful ingredients backed by science. Helps me be energized, stronger, leaner. You're ready to attack the day. And working out, you know, you feel better. You wake up ready to go. How did you feel today? You ready to try M-Drive? Go to mdrivedan.com. You get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Or if you don't go to the website, which I strongly encourage you to do, you can get M-Drive at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop. Energy, strength, drive. It works for me. It can work for you. Go to mdrivedan.com today. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive, mdrivedan.com, or Walgreens, Rite Aid, Vitamin Shop.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz. With hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin, it's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all-electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.